Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550, and otherwise check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Yana with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Now, Labor's calling on the Morris government to use its idle $5 billion Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility, that's NAIF, to provide further economic stimulus to Northern Australia in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. We're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Sister Senator Malandiri McCarthy on the line. Sister, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you and all your listeners over there.
Too deadly. Thank you for coming to the program. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Malandiri. I'm Yanyua Garawa from Borroloola in the Gulf of Carpentaria, and have the wonderful honour of being the Senator for the Northern Territory and also for them of at Christmas in Cocos Islands as well over in the west.
Beautiful. Lovely footprints there, my sister. Now, talking about the federal government should use NAIF to lift the Northern Australians' economy because of the space we're living in, and all industries are feeling it, and you want to sort of push the pressure or put the pressure on the government in regarding looking after the, Northern Australia, yes?
Yeah, that's true. We've got Senator Murray Watt, who's the Labor Shadow Minister for Northern Australia, and I've pushed with Murray and also Warren Snowden, the member for Lingiari over here, and Luke Gosling, that we really need to see that $5 billion spent to keep businesses going, but also our communities who've got their own enterprise going. This is the time to be spending to keep people going.
Exactly. Now, we're talking $5 billion, but nearly 5 years on, only $88.5 million has been released. Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty shameful. Mm. It's an absolute disgrace, really, when you think about what we could be doing in times not in COVID-19. But we need houses, we need the infrastructure on our roads and bridges, and there are many companies that could be building that. And there's a lot of companies with First Nations people who want the work, who want to do these things. So the government's so slow in that regard, and it's an important time to push them.
Senator, would you have some sort of ill feeling or fear that the rest of the money may not come because of the COVID-19 virus?
I think it's just a sensible thing to do, Trev. Like, I think, you know, we're in a very strange time around Australia and around the world.
Yes.
It's unsettling. People don't know what the future looks like, and we're sort of going from day to day. And sometimes you can do some really sensible things, you know, the low-hanging fruit, knowing that you've got this extraordinary amount of money that can be used immediately, then use it. Just use it. You know,
well, and if it's already accounted for, then it should be kept in this space and for these reasons, yeah?
That's right. And right across Northern Australia, from your mob over there in far north Queensland, right across the territory and over to their mob in Kimberley, we know we can use that funding and we'd use it immediately.
And we're talking housing, we're talking jobs, we're talking education. So it's not an expense. It is investment, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, you could even put it all into health. Look at all our mob who are on renal. And those chairs that we desperately need in many of our communities, people are sharing one or two renal chairs. You know, there are things that can be done right now that can help alleviate some of the stress and the pressure that people are under.
Mm. And here we are, COVID-19, the world has turned upside down. We just need to, probably a good time to put the message out there, is to adhere to the rules that are put in place in regarding the COVID-19 and the laws, so we abide by them so we can contain this virus, yes?
Yes, yes. And, you know, just the simple things. I know it sounds funny, but, you know, the washing of hands, making sure you don't stand too close. And it's really hard for our mob. You know, we're very, very, you know, we're physical. We like to give each other big hugs, shake hands, yeah. brother, sister, you know. And we got to remind one another. It's not that we're being rude to each other, you know,
exactly.
but we've got to be careful.
Yeah, be careful for now.
And that's, yeah, just some simple things.
Mm.
And they are the simple things just in terms of personal hygiene and looking out for one another.
Look, especially our elders and who are vulnerable in this position,
mm-hmm.
and so we need to do our bit in regarding love and respecting and understanding that the drama it could cause for our elders.
That's right. Now, elders are so precious. You know, they do contain the knowledge of our history and our songs and stories, and we need to make especially important steps to protect and make sure they're okay.
Mm. Thank you very much for the yarn, my sister. Look, and this money we talked about earlier, yes, it needs to be spent across Northern Australia in all facets, all industries, and money well invested. And thank you for your update and regarding and the promotion of COVID-19 and the laws that we need to abide by. So thank you very much, sister. You
no
stay
worries.
Well
stay
and
safe.
Stay safe,
yeah,
sister.
Stay safe.
Too deadly,
no
darling.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, deadly yarn there. Senator Malandiri McCarthy and like talking about Labor's calling on the Morrison government to use its idle $5 billion Northern Australian infrastructure facilities, and that's across the north of Australia, right across, from the Kimberleys across to far north to Cape York and what have you, and the money that's been spent nearly 5 years on, $88.5 million, and there's supposed to be $5 billion there to be spent. So a bit slow with it, as Senator Melinda McCarthy did state. So there it is. Government need to adhere to the promise as such. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go by NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can call the brother on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Stay tuned, you mob, too deadly.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people,
100 different tribes whom the white man tried to conquer. When he first come here to the Bahia's, you may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to a Zabo. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there. Now that is I. Me, you call him Kungai. Kungai from Yoruba, where my people reside. Where you from, my brother?
Listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
Too Deadly National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the magical number if you're going to have your say in Yarnup Strong. And Yarnup with the bully run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have your say in Yarnup Strong, you mob. Australia's Government National COVID-19 Helpline. That number is 1-800-020-080. If you've got any queries or any concerns, Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. Yarnup Strong here on the First Nation Radio Station, National Talk Black. So do add to the conversation. And we take you right up to 12 noon. It's 11:24 in sunny North Queensland. So about 30-odd minutes ago. Add to the conversation. And for your local mob, stay tuned, because we continue the program here for another hour thereafter. So that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. There's also also a number here for the medicine hotline number, 1-300-633-424. The number again, 1-300-633-424, medicine hotline number. And that's for any medicines that you're looking at and regarding, be careful what we're hearing and reading and listening to, especially on social media, about medicines that can contain or a so-called vaccine for the virus, COVID-19, because there is no vaccine at this point in time. They're working on it very seriously, of course, and there's nothing at the table at the moment. So before you take any medication or adhere to, or listen to any yarns from the First Nation, from the social media, First Nation people, to everybody out there, just need to take care and be what they do take. So there's a medicine hotline number there for any queries, any yarn, and stories that you may have, 1-300-633-424. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Want to hear what you mob got to say and how you're travelling in this space. Just know that you're all good and running safe, and give us some ideas on how you're entertaining yourself, how you're educating the young ones, and how we are running in this space. So do add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. All right. So, Yana Soon, stay tuned to Deadly Program, National Talk Black, Too Deadly. Sweet Yuri, Black Caribbeans, and a big shout out there to you mobs there. Hope you're well there, Yuri. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I want to give a big shout out to the Woorabinda PCYC Red Cross, Kathy Freeman and CQID mob that's working at the Woorabinda turnoff, helping with the deliveries that people are bringing as we are on lockdown. They pretty much are just cleaning the groceries and other stuff before they are brought in, and making sure our elders and the rest of the community is safe. So big thank you and a big shout out there to the Woorabinda PCYC Red Cross, Kathy Freeman and CQID mob. Too Deadly doing a fantastic job in this space and looking and respecting and loving our elders and looking after the vulnerable ones. Too Deadly. Are we going to catch up now with Cousin Rob Hollingsworth, PLO, Police Liaison Officer with Edmonton Police, and our normal catch up is Which Way Yarning. And look, that's proudly sponsored by Piconi IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton, and got Cousin Rob on the line. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Yeah.
Good to see you, brother. Good to be seeing you. Good to be yarning. I can't see you because you're not in the studio. Yeah. You're on the phone there, my brother. Look, how are you travelling, brother?
Good, Trev. We just wanted to touch base with this COVID-19, just to send out some safety messages for the community.
Yep, and we can all play a role in that, can't we, Rob?
That's right, Trev. We want everyone to know that they can play their part to protect themselves and the more vulnerable in the community, so follow recommended advice from health officials.
Yep.
regarding social distancing and public gatherings and just your general well-being, Trev.
Mm, exactly. And what sort of rules we're talking about here, right? The basics that we've been yarning about?
Yeah, Trev, like, we want to make sure that people are practicing good hygiene, you know, and stay at home as much as possible, especially if you're sick. Washing your hands properly and often is the gold standard of health advice that can help prevent from entering your body.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, Trev. There's also, you know, there's just advice for any travellers. If you have been overseas in the last 14 days and are feeling unwell, see your doctor immediately. Before you make an appointment, call ahead and advise your doctor of the symptoms and recent travel.
Exactly. Yep. Common symptoms, COVID-19.
That's right. It's not an illness to be playing with. You know.
Yeah, don't muck around with it.
It's taking people's lives, and people have got to understand that.
Mm.
And just those common symptoms, Trev. You know, just a fever, a cough, a sore throat, fatigue, shortness of breath. You know, just in case, if you get all them symptoms or any of those symptoms, see a doctor immediately, especially if you've travelled overseas in the last 14 days, you know.
Exactly. So very important, brother, very important. Australians must avoid all non-essential domestic travel. So we talked about how the borders have been closed.
That's right. So people, you know, just got to realise that and the best advice we can give is to stay home.
Exactly.
You know, essential travel only. Just remember, essential travel, it's got to be essential. But if people want to check the Queensland Government Health number on 1-3-4-3-2-5-8-4.
The number again, 1-3-4-3-2-5-8-4, yep.
Or visit the Queensland Health Government coronavirus website on www.health.queensland.gov.au /coronavirus.
Yep.
But it's just to avoid people, you know, obviously they go to police stations to seek advice.
Sure.
But we're just wondering if people can take up with that number and you can get a direct advice on the situation.
Exactly. Me as a radio announcer, you as a police liaison officer, we're not doctors. So we're saying take on board the phone numbers and the web page and make sure you get the right information from the right people, yep?
That's right, and you get the best possible advice that way.
Exactly.
But, you know, most of the advice that us police are giving is that we want you to stay home.
Yeah. Exactly, beautiful. That's what we want. So, Rob, you, as police officers, you are making sure that people adhere to the laws. So you are talking to people on the streets and what have you and questioning them, what are they doing and where, yeah, is it essential travel and that sort of stuff? Yeah,
Trevor, it's basically just giving advice out in relation to any enforcement. That comes back to our senior staff and their approach on it all.
Yep.
But our main safety is the community.
Exactly.
So, you know, don't forget, our police officers are out there working amongst all this too. So
front line.
Times too, but, you know, we're out there to support the community and make sure this community is safe. That's our role.
Yeah, of course it is, Rob. Beautiful. Well, great information, Rob. Thank you very much. So that health number again, 1-3-4-3-2-5-8-4, and that's for the mob here in the Sunshine State, Queensland, and also the webpage, all the www.health.qld.gov.au/coronavirus. Yep.
So, Rob, just hit home one more time. Stay home as much as possible. Keep that 1.5 metres away from each other. Try to avoid shaking hands, kissing or hugging others.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, work from home and avoid those gatherings that aren't essential.
Beautiful. Good words there, Rob. Thank you very much, Cousin Rob. And listen, all the best to you and your family. Take care. Stay safe, my brother.
All right, Trev. Thank you.
Too deadly, Rob. That's Rob Hollingsworth, PLO, Police Liaison Officer with Edmonton Police. And once a week, catch up and have a yarn. And look, fantastic, very important yarns there. And that segment is called Which Way Yarning. And that's proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here once a week as we promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarning with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. So talk black to the brother. Let's have a yarn, your mob, too deadly.
Yeah.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to have your say and yarn up strong here on the First Nation Radio Station. And that's we are based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And that number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. FM via NERS, National News Radio Service. Once again, the Australian Government's National COVID-19 Helpline, 1-800-020-080. Call that number if you have any queries, any yarns, any queries, questions you may have regarding the COVID-19, the pandemic that's upon us. The helpline number again is 1-800-020-080. And need to adhere to the rules that are in place. Stay at home. If you don't need to leave home, stay at home. If you do leave, two people in the car. And if you're out and about 1.5 metres away from each other, stay away from each other. It's called social distancing. I say physical distancing. Keep the physical part away. Distance out, but keep the social. Keep the social up strong. Have that yarn. Greet the people. How you going? Also think of our elders. What can you do to help them out? Drop off groceries at the front gates or, have a cup of tea from the other side of the fence, whatever, help and support them, collect their medicines and drop it off. Do what you need to do to help our elders who are vulnerable in this pandemic. So please do that. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We've about 15 minutes left on the program, so I want to hear from Mob 2 Deadly. National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I've been feeling like a lone wolf, dancing in the street light, howling at the moon. When I hit a beat, ngaraka, babu yun, murmuram, rurakay, that's what a brother do. Spreading that mood, bro, get me on the dance floor. We could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on. Set it up super, we could take a flight, aight? I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell.
You could be my favorite.
In the mirror, what you really wanna see? Is the person looking back? Are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of nungu, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
You could be my favorite.
Yeah, cool as hell. Baker Boy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and want to hear from you, Mob 2 Deadly. Have your say. Now, with the coronavirus restrictions preventing many patients from seeking urgent advice from their regular dentist, the Australian Dental Association has issued a new item number on the Australian schedule of dental service and glossary to allow for telehealth consultations. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Camilla Bonanno on the line. Doctor, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Doctor?
I'm in Canberra at the moment.
In Canberra. All right. Thank you very much. Look, a very important space with the coronavirus restriction preventing many patients from seeking urgent advice from their regular dentist. What you're saying is a telehealth, is that right, consultations?
So what it is that a lot of patients are unsure as to whether they can be treated or not because dentistry is operating under what we call level 3 restrictions. That means that it's really limited to what's emergency treatment. But the thing is that, most people in the public don't really know whether they're eligible to or, you know, they're able to participate, sorry, to go to the dentist and then have their treatment done. So, so, and there's a bit of confusion, and they'll often ring up the practice and say, look, I think I've got a problem. I don't know whether I'm able to come in or not. So if they're unable to come in, or they're a bit nervous about going outside because of the, you know, the virus issues, then for those practices who have remained open to offer emergency treatment, they might, if they can't sort things out with the receptionist, they might be able to get the dentist on the phone, or, you know, like on FaceTime or something like that.
Sure.
Where they can have a bit of a discussion about what it is and basically sort them out and just give them some information about the way forward, you know, whether they should come in or really, or just whether it's just about reassuring them.
Sure.
Saying, look, it's okay, this can wait, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Doctor, have you found that numbers have dropped in regarding dental visitation?
I think most people, for most people, the numbers have dropped. A lot of practices obviously cancelled any treatment that doesn't come under the current restrictions category, so that would be probably the overwhelming majority of their patient base. So they've cancelled things, cancelled appointments, and they've also put people off and have said to them, look, we'll contact you once the restrictions are lifted.
Sure.
And then I think there's probably going to be a run on people seeking appointments, and so they'll just be triaging them at the time just to work out, okay, let's get the people who are most urgent out of the way first.
Exactly.
Let's treat them, get them out of trouble.
Priorities.
And then we work on, yeah, that's right, yes.
Look, very important space, and thank you very much for the conversation. People are in disarray at the moment because of the COVID-19, and it's good to have the reassurance from the dental industry as such. So thank you very much, Doctor. All the best to you and your dental team, and look, stay safe, eh?
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Camillo Bonanno, and he's Australian Dental Association President. And so with the coronavirus restriction preventing many patients from seeking urgent advice from their regular dentists, well, the Australian Dental Association has issued a new item number on the Australian Schedule of Dental Services and Glossary to allow for telehealth consultation. So make sure you have that communication with your doctors, and make sure everything's all good in regard to your teeth there. So please do that. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn Up with Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. To Dudley, going to catch up with Selwyn, my brother. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, I had my dental appointment put off for a later day too, brother.
Yes.
But I want to, first off, I want to send out a condolence to the Hunter and Watson family, Broome and Darwin, their brother, my good mate from 41 years ago. I met him when I worked at the rehab in Darwin at Ford Rehabilitation Centre. And if any of the family listening there,
yeah,
I said it on social media. I said, it's true that you, when you pass away, you take what you've given away, and you've given away a lot, brother. And many were good mates on Facebook. But my condolences to the Aunt and Watson family, brother.
Okay, love you, brother. Sad.
Yeah. And Greg would like this, but you know, it doesn't mean we can't question. I hear, like you said to Robbie, we're not professional, but you know. But, we can just go by what professionals tell us. But we can question, brother, because professionals tell us the earth was flat, and man will never walk on the moon, and man will never fly. But he's one for Greg, professionals built the Titanic, Amazon built Noah's Ark. There you go, brother. But we can question, brother. Well, what sort of pisses me off, brother, is, you know, I'm other communities, my home, you know, Palm Island, brother, I always choke up. 40-plus people died on Palm Olive last year, brother. 4 people died there when I was there for Christmas, brother. And that's one of the things that sort of, like, I'm sort of feel there's something, I just feel that that's something that they're not telling us, brother. Brother, on Easter to Greg, you know, they tell us Jesus died for us, for the sins of the world. But accordingly, the world was flat. They didn't know about the Murray's over here, brother. All the stuff that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah didn't happen over here. You know, and I feel too, like, the Murray's, you know, some of them on the social media, they said, people died for us. Yeah, the massacres, brother, you know. I can't say Jesus died for us. And one of the things I asked, I'd like to know about the people that don't get mentioned, like the African brother that carried the cross, you know, like when Jesus was struggling, an African brother that helped him carry the cross. I'd like to know about Barnabas and the other father. There was three of them there, brother. I'd like to know their stories as well, brother. But I'm sort of mixed about that. Oh, yeah, here's another one, brother. And, you know, on social media too, brother. And I'm saying, and Greg, I think Greg said that too. He said, oh, I'm saved by the blood of Christ. And I saw one of them on social media said, he talked about the similarities in the Bible, people that know the Bible a long time ago when the blood was put on people's door. And he was saying, yeah, prophecy are being fulfilled now. He said, the Israelis, because of this new illness, they are locked inside. They're not allowed to go out there. They say the blood of Christ. But that sort of, I don't know, it pisses me off, but I can't get it, brother. I'll finish with this. The Palestinians were always under lockdown, brother. Thank you, brother.
Well, under lockdown, true too. Thank you very much, Selwyn. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. Continue with that one if you like. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM. And we're up to 10 minutes to go for the national program, National Talk Black. Local mob, stay tuned. Trinity Trev will take you right through to 1 o'clock for a special COVID-19 special. So do add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call and have a yarn here with Trinity Trev Murray from Nakuri, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service. Going to catch up with Sylvia, my sister. Good morning. How are you?
Hiya, Quab Kettler. Lucky to be alive and remembering it whenever things get me down a bit.
Yes.
Which is hard.
Which
what
is
I'm
hard.
Really, really worried about is with the COVID-19 information that's going out to people, I think perhaps the virus is worse than we're allowed to know about it. Because I listened to the ABC and they talked about a young people get very sick within 24 hours from it and it affects their lungs.
Yes.
And it seems it's a virus that turns itself, I haven't heard properly, but I did hear somebody say it turns itself on your body.
And that's why it's important for us to abide by the rules. Hey, Sylvia, stay at home.
Absolutely. And the bush medicines and the bush fruits and all the supplements that aren't as good as our fruits, but at least they're like the vitamin C. Never mind they say it doesn't work, it does work.
Exactly.
I'm alive from changing my diet in my late 20s and all those supplements. You know, as Solomon said the other day, one of our fruits has six times as much vitamin C in as oranges.
Mm.
I can't eat oranges because they're too acid for me.
Sure.
But anyhow, what I really phoned for is I'm really, really worried about the land care.
Mm.
With the social distancing, if we had a government with imagination that worked for justice, it could be helping our organisations to organise proper land care that's out in the fresh air, the good clean fresh air,
yes.
Planting the trees that belong here that also help to keep the air and the ground and the water clean because they all have those lovely oils in them, plus all the foods. And there's nobody's doing that. And they call it the fire season. Seasons are summer or winter. Fire is not a season. This is their abusive language.
Exactly.
To sanitize the horror of what they've done to our country. So that's what I'm really, really worried about is the land care. I know our people talk well about it and our people have got so much to cope with all the diseases which they brought here. First of all, our people have got run down with all those chronic diseases from all the wrong lifestyle that they forced on our people.
True. Very true.
So, you know, they could be helping our organisations have the right lifestyle.
Very much so. Great information, my sister. I've got to go to news, but thank you very much, Sylvia. Yarn up strong there, sister from WA. Thank you, Sylvia. Always a good word, strong words, and close in connection to the land. That's what it's all about. Your Mob Murray going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your time. Stay tuned. Your local Mob Trinity Trev will continue his yarn on the special COVID-19 program, taking right through to 1 p.m. Otherwise, your Mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and most importantly, stay safe. Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.